Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? At some point, I think we're all overwhelmed with all the to-dos and to-don'ts and the important distractions that happen every single day. Think about all the things that happen. Email. Email is somebody else's agenda or problem that you have to deal with. And then you've got social media, of course, if you're on it. And you're responding to people, responding to you, to the posts that you put up there. That's the whole point, is to try to grow and build relationships. And then, of course, you got work. You have to get done a ton of things, especially when you're trading dollars for hours. So if you're like me, a small business owner or solopreneur, everything is on you. It's your job to get things done. But you're also in charge of managing your overwhelm and managing your time. Studies have shown we get as many as 5,000 messages a day. Now, I've seen it where it says 3,000 up to 20,000. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of messages. The key thing is that you have to pick and choose your priorities. You have to be good at setting those priorities, and you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan for your money-making business activities. You manage time, especially if you're selling hours for dollars. But you also have to make time for your life, for your family, for your kids, for your animals, for you. So what I want to give you is three tips that I've learned that have helped me not be overwhelmed. As a matter of fact, the word overwhelmed just makes me anxious. So I tried to do things that help me to put it all in perspective and get the most out of every single day. The most simple one is to start off by making a list. What do you have to accomplish? Now, I do this every single night. I have an email alert that comes from my calendar that says it's 9 o'clock. You need to do your to-do list. Now, that may be too late for some of you people, but for me, it works. So every single evening, I get an alert that says, make your to-do list. And I do. And I have a project to-do list and a personal to-do list. Yes, there's multiple lists. And what I do is I rank them in priority, both money and personal things that I have to do. Then what you can do is pick the top three things you have to do tomorrow or today. And then break them down into subtopics so that you know the steps that you need to do to get things done. And make sure that you leave a little wiggle room because things happen. I don't know about you, but there is not a day that comes by where somebody says, hey, I need this done right now. It's amazing, isn't it, that a lot of times our clients, the people that we work with, think that they're the most important priority in our lives at that second. I try to help manage my own clients by telling them, hey, if you send me an email, don't expect an answer or a resolution immediately, unless you put in that email, this has to be done now, or the world's going to fall off its axis. So I let them know it may take a day or two to get to this because I've already planned out what I'm doing today. And a lot of times we feel anxious, like if we don't get this done right now, they're not going to love us. They're not going to continue to pay us. No, set the expectations and make sure that other people know that you've already got your day planned. So leave room for other people's issues. Even if it's just replying and saying, hey, thanks for the email. I'll get to this tomorrow or the next 3 days. The second tip I'm going to give you is become a calendar junkie. What I mean by that is post everything you need to do to your calendar and block it out and give it a time. I go to a lot of networking meetings, and one of the things that I do is I make sure that every single networking meeting has pre and post time for travel. Takes you 30 minutes to get here and 30 minutes to get back. Make sure that's in your calendar, because you need to plan that time and then try to maximize the time in the car. Listen to a podcast like this or an audiobook or call somebody on the phone if you have hands free. Make sure that all of the projects that you've set up for the day have start and end times. So if you don't accomplish everything you need to, maybe you need that little extra half hour wiggle room at the end of the day to get it done. One of the things that I do every single day is I schedule self time. I don't know how dogs can tell time, but my dog walks up to me every day at 3 o'clock and said, "Dude, it's 3. It's time for my walk." I schedule that in every single day, 7 days a week, to make sure that I know that I have to get that done. And my calendar reminds me, you got 15 minutes before you got to take the dog for a walk. And I use that time for personal development. I listen to books, podcasts, maybe listen to some voicemails, whatever it is I've got to do. But more often than not, I'm using that time for personal development. And then my third tip is this: get some help. If you haven't listened to it, there's some great other podcasts. There's ones about bright, shiny objects. There's the one about virtual assistants. Just created a class called Working with Virtual Assistants. Go to www.workingwithvirtualassistants.com and you can watch a 1 hour webinar replay that'll give you a whole bunch of incredible ideas on how you can work with one. And if you feel like taking the class, it's relatively inexpensive, but it'll teach you some of the things that you can do to help you make the most of your time. One of the things that I put in there is something called SHOW, which stands for Strengths, Have to Do, Opportunities, and Weaknesses. And it helps you identify where you can offset some tasks by getting some help. And there's lots of places to do it. You can do it by having somebody go through your email. They can help you schedule your time. They can do customer support, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the key thing is, yeah, there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. But just giving up one or two tasks a day or a week can free up a whole bunch of time that you can use to grow your business and grow yourself. So get some help. So here's the final thing I want you to think about. You are in complete control of your own time. You choose whether to be overwhelmed or not. You do that through planning, through scheduling, and by forcing yourself to do everything. So make a list. Use your calendar to make the most of every single day and get help. You choose what's important to you. The one thing that you cannot do is change other people. But you can guide them. Like the clients that call up and say, "Oh my God, this is an emergency. I've got to get it done." Yeah, maybe you pick up the phone and say, "If it is such an emergency, I'll get it done for you. If it's not, can we do it tomorrow?" You're in charge of your overwhelm. You may be overwhelmed because you procrastinate. You may be overwhelmed because you don't feel like you've got a great plan. But no matter what, you are in charge of your day, your time, and your life. I don't know if you've ever heard the Serenity Prayer, but I love this. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." So take control of your time, take control of your life, and you're going to be a much happier business person and probably more profitable.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.